Adamski and the small group who had remained with him during the war years moved to the southern slopes of Mount Palomar, 6 miles below the crest of that mountain and 11 miles from the site of the world's largest telescope, at that time uncompleted. Here they cleared virgin land and built simple living quarters. Here also they raised a small building to serve as a cafe for passers-by, owned and operated by Mrs. Alice K. Wells, one of Adamski's students. Each member of the group shared in the manual labor that went into this effort, and since heavy restrictions were still in effect regarding materials, anything available had to serve. Adamski bought a 5-inch telescope and a small observatory was erected to house this, designed in a way which enabled him to study the skies for hours on end, protected from inclement weather. The smaller 6-inch telescope was mounted out in the open. In this way, Adamski was able to continue his studies of the skies. Many visitors were interested, and with these he gladly discussed his findings. During the meteoric shower of 1946, Adamski and a number of friends watching with him witnessed a dramatic event, unrecognized for what it was at the time. They observed a large cigar-shaped craft hanging motionless in the skies at comparatively close range. A completely strange object to all, none guessed its true origin. Although Adamski had long discussed the probability of human life on other planets, he still held the opinion that distances between even our closest heavenly neighbors were far too great for any physical interplanetary travel. Only in the following year, 1947, came proof that he was mistaken. With his wife and a few associates, for more than an hour Adamski watched a formation of unearthly craft moving without sound in orderly single file across the heavens from east to west. Since this same display had been witnessed by other groups in different localities, during the following weeks many persons came to Adamski to check their personal observations. Not one could believe that the awesome spectacle could be accounted for by any craft as yet made on our Earth. Adamski's further experiences and first encounter with a space brother are given to the public in the book Flying Saucers Have Landed, co-authored with Desmond Leslie. His subsequent visits up to the mother ships in space are recounted in Inside the Spaceships. In his final book, Flying Saucers Farewell, he seeks to present a philosophy for a space age, along with giving an insight into the lives and beliefs of the spacemen. He describes many aspects of the civilization that exists on Venus and, following evidence that the Earth was host to visitors from other planets even in biblical times. Charlotte Blodgett.